Thomas Rhett, Unforgettable, B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren.
Good morning.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tuesdays can be a little bit. B105, it is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got the B105 Buzz. What's happening today? Brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Lauren, I'll let you start today.
Okay, so do you ever watch the Food Network?
Not really. I do get some recipes online from the Food Network, though.
Yeah, so I watch the Food Network a lot, which is weird because I'm so picky and I can't cook, but I love Chopped. I love Guy's Grocery Games. And last week there was a Minnesota chef on Guy's Grocery Games. Have you ever watched that show?
I never even heard of that show.
Really?
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's just.
I've seen some of the Gordon Ramsay stuff, but I don't think that's on Food Network.
That goes viral because he's mean. Yeah. But Guy Fieri, he basically invites like chefs from all over the country and they have to like go through. The grocery store, and then they have to get the ingredients, and then they have to make something, and then you get eliminated one by one. So the chef didn't win, but it's pretty cool because he owns the Smack Shack. His name is Josh Thoma, and the Smack Shack is super popular. It's in the Twin Cities. There's one in the airport. So kind of fun that he was on there, and then he shared a photo of an autographed dish that he got that was signed from Guy Fieri, and it says, from Triple D to Triple G, spice it up. So
spice it up, Guy Fieri.
Only like he can.
See on his website, or our website again, you know. Mm-hmm. Not only was he the one that invited John Party to the Grand Ole Opry. That's funny.
So I still get
a kick out of that.
So random.
Guy Fieri. We should, you know, he comes here all the time. How do we get him on a show?
That's above my pay grade, but
no, it's not. You're the person.
Do I just tweet at him?
Well, you got Joel McKinnon Miller to come in here.
Yeah, but he's like a super down to earth.
We don't think Guy Fieri is down to earth. Is anybody when he's?
I guess I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I want to know if somebody's met Guy Fieri when he's been here and what's he really like.
That's
because
funny.
He's had to have met some people. I mean, he's been to Shorty. He's been to the Anchor. He's been to the county. Courthouse, but that's closed now.
Oh, I thought you meant like the actual courthouse. I'm like, whoa, there's a story there.
No, that was the name of a place, but that's closed years ago.
Got it.
That was really good food, too. I don't know why they couldn't get the. Anyway, pandemic, I think we can blame that. Well, that's all the time we have. It's all been a Guy Fieri minute. We should do a daily Guy Fieri update.
We should.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think he even reads tweets, but I'll try my best.
All right, you work on that. B105, bud. Florida Georgia Line with Luke Bryan. This is How We Roll on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got Lauren's Country. Gosh, this song goes on forever.
It does.
There you go. We got Lauren's Country Lowdown right now. What's happening in country music news, Lauren?
Well, Kane Brown, over the weekend, if you follow him on Instagram, you might have seen this, but he is teasing another collaboration with his wife, Caitlin, which, I mean, she's an amazing singer. She was actually trying to be an artist.
Yeah.
Before she met Kane, like a pop artist. She has an incredible voice, but then she met him and they got married and they wanted a family. And so she's like, we both can't, you know, pursue this. Obviously Kane is a huge star now. But that song was actually really good and it was nominated for a bunch of awards. It went number one. So I think why not follow the same formula?
Sure.
Yeah. So we don't know what it's called.
I think she's talented.
Yeah, she's really talented. So he teased a clip. He sings along, and then Caitlin and the kids are there as well. And he said, who's ready for this new music? So hopefully it'll be a single. We'll know more soon, but you can hear the clip, b105country.com. And then she's also pregnant with baby number three, so they're going to have their hands full.
Yeah, well, they, you know, it's very, what is it? You know, for her to do that, to give up her dreams to have a mm-hmm. family. I mean, obviously that's what she wants, but I mean, that's pretty admirable.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know? Being a good mom.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of babies, John Party, we know he's going to be a dad again. His wife Summer's pregnant with a baby girl, and she did a Q&A on Instagram over the weekend. Some things that she answered, she said that they were trying to get pregnant, but they had just started, and she said it was still like a huge surprise. She also said she took a pregnancy test one morning. It was negative. She threw it away, and then she remembered. She's like, well, with COVID tests, it takes a long time to develop. So then she went back. She was like, that's the mindset I was in. I went back, pulled it out of the trash, and it was positive.
I did that with a COVID test once.
Not a
pregnancy test, but yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Right.
And she was like, I forgot it kind of can take a while. So she's like, I was really surprised. She said that they weren't expecting it to happen so fast because with her first pregnancy, they tried for years and it wasn't working. And doctors told her, you know, you might not be able to have a baby naturally.
Wow.
And then she's like, so I was just really surprised. Happy surprise, of course. She also said she thought it was a boy, like 100%. She had a nursery picked out and everything. She said she's like nauseous and really sick in her first pregnancy. She wasn't. So she also said her and John do not agree on a name for baby number two. She said John hates all the names that I come up with, like Aspen, Grace, Nelly. And so she's like, we're fighting right now. She also said they're good with two kids.
There you go.
Because they, I mean, they're going to have, I think their baby daughter turns one in February. So then they're going to have two under two.
They said, they, you know, when we had kids, well, we still have kids. When we were talking about having, you know, the family stuff or whatever, everybody always said, well, if you have two, you might as well have 100 because it's no different.
Right.
I'm like, well, financially, it certainly is with the daycare.
Yeah, and then imagine having multiple teenagers at one time.
Well, we do when the friends come over and it is bizarre.
It's scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you
I witnessed it. Yeah, you... You pawned them off on me.
I did not.
You told them to come find me for snacks, and then you left.
Well, it's good for you. Kenny Chesney, I go back on B105, Northland's number one for new country, and we've got a fun, exciting hour coming up for you. Not only do we have the 710 laugh-off, but 740, Ken's Weird News. The Department of Defense came out with an interesting report that is a little unnerving.
That's just like what you say every week, and it never gets less scary.
I'll try to soften it for you, okay?
No, we want the truth.
All right, well, the truth is out there, Lauren.
We want the truth.
Ken's Weird News, 740. So be listening for that, and then we'll also have normal conversations.
We will. As, we're going to try.
As normal as we can in the next hour. Okay, B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. All right, here we go, the 710 laugh-off.
Mm-hmm. So I won yesterday? No, you won yesterday.
Yeah, you can go first, though.
Okay. Ken, I left my job at a shoe disposal plant. It was soul destroying.
I was thinking it'd be like something like there's 1 foot out the door.
Oh, that would have been good.
And 1 foot.
I should have done a 1-2 punch, like you like to do.
Yeah. I'm gonna break you down. This is kind of my thing. And Lauren, I just sold my homing pigeon on eBay for the 22nd time. That's the joke. It keeps coming back.
I just heard that phrase for the first time recently.
What?
Homing pigeon.
Seriously?
Yeah. I did not know what that was before.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you heard it before the joke. Otherwise,
no,
I'd
not
have to...
the joke. Yeah, but about the pigeon.
Right. Otherwise, I'd have to explain what a homing pigeon is.
Yeah. Ken, what is a foot's favorite snack? Doritos. Doritos.
See, if you did it right the first time.
Okay. My next joke will get you for sure if I make it that far.
All right. Lauren, I started a support group for dads living with wives who talk too much. It's on and on and on.
I almost laughed. Almost laughed.
All right.
That was a good one. Ken, what did Eminem say when 50 Cent made him a sweater? G-Unit.
Okay. All right, you got me. The foot. I thought you were going another foot joke, to be honest with you there. So
that
I didn't know.
That would be weird to do two in a row.
I mean, you did do two foot jokes in a row.
When?
Shoe factory. Foot's favorite thing.
Oh, I did. Okay. I guess I'm weird. I forgot about the first joke already.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm great. I'm doing great. Gonna drink my coffee. It's cool.
710 laugh off. All right. We're going to have your Brady's question next. Nate Smith, too, on Around the Corner. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It's 7:17, and we got your brain teaser question today. And your chance to win some Taco John's if you are sharp enough to get this right.
Okay, yesterday's quick, 28% of people say this is the worst waste of their time. The answer was sitting in traffic. Today's question, we have to talk about food and football, of course, because that's what is on everybody's mind, the big game coming up. So this was just voted the number one best food to eat while watching the Super Bowl. What is it?
Okay.
I have a top 10 list here.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. And I was hungry.
I had three things that came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, like, it's hard to find someone that doesn't like this, right?
Because there's so many different types.
Sure. This was just voted the number one best food to eat while watching the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
727-B105. Call now. Good luck. And you can win some Taco John's right now. Best food. food. And we'll go through the other 10, 9 on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
All right, 727-B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, here we go. Your brain teaser question.
Mm-hmm. This was just voted the number one best food to eat while watching the Super Bowl. What is it?
You have the top 10, right?
I have the top 10.
So we'll go over that once you get the answer to the number one food for the Super Bowl. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, B105, what do you think?
I'm going to go with pizza today.
Pizza, yeah. Okay, I was going to go with chicken wings, but pizza was a second for me, but, you know.
I was thinking nachos, but my wife said pizza.
Oh,
see,
smart.
Everybody likes pizza. It's easy.
Lauren has this problem, though. When we go out to we go out for like a work party or whatever, nobody ever orders a pepperoni pizza. It's all these fancy.
Why do we have to get weird pizzas? It's so weird. Just order pepperoni or cheese.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. You know, you always have to have pepperoni. You know.
True.
Okay. What's your name?
Glenn.
Congratulations! You've got some Taco John's. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like we have barbecue chicken pizza, we'll have some kind of taco pizza, and then it's like, oh, where's pepperoni? Oh, we didn't get any pepperoni.
It's so weird. Like, I am shook by it every time because it's like we ordered 12 pizzas.
Not one pepperoni.
And there's not one normal one. It's like chicken Alfredo. Those are great. But sometimes you just want a normal pizza.
The OG, right.
Right.
Sure, right.
This happened to me recently. I'm not going to say any details to incriminate myself, but we ordered like 18 pizzas. And I was like, oh, is there pepperoni? Oh, no, but there's cheese. I'm like, that is not the same.
Bring your own pepperoni next time.
Yeah. Anyways, do you want to know the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have pizza, number one, chili, second.
Oh, good.
Deviled eggs, third. That's questionable. Buffalo chicken dip, number four. So good. Guacamole, five. Jambalaya, the sixth. I'm not eating jambalaya at a Super Bowl party. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
Chicken wings in seventh place.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's, bruschetta, and quesadillas.
Okay, so tacos didn't make the list?
No. Some of these I'm questioning, like bruschetta. Like, if I'm at a Super Bowl party, I don't want marinated tomatoes. I want, like, chips and, like, stuff.
I'm not
you
here
know?
To eat healthy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Lauren, for educating us that on that. Mm-hmm. That was great. 723, B105. Carrie Underwood, All-American Girl on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. I think it was about this time yesterday we did a chia, Willie Chia update.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something out there. So we're at day 7. Not a single chia seed has sprouted. I'm going to drastic measures now to try to save this Willie Chia.
Okay. I just Googled what's wrong with my chia pet. And according to chia.com, the frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Why is my chia pet... Oh. Only growing on the bottom and not sprouting on the top. The top of your chia pet is not getting enough water. Once you fill your chia pet with water, are you doing that?
Yeah, I fill it every day.
You should
top
off your chia pet with fresh water every day. You should also empty the drip tray daily. Do not reuse the water from the
drip tray.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything right. I even got a little bag over it for a greenhouse thing and nothing's happening. So maybe it's too cold in here.
Is it expired?
I didn't even know there was an expiration date for my chia.
Well, there is. The chia pet itself should last about 2 weeks. That doesn't help. No. What am I doing wrong? Hashtag chia pet. Okay,
it only lasts for 2 weeks?
That's what this
says. I spent a week on this trying to get it to sprout. It's not doing anything.
Okay, but this is kind of amazing. So there's a Bob Ross chia pet, and then somebody said expectation versus reality. Google it. I highly recommend. We're going to figure this out.
Okay.
Well, by the time Willie gets here. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to try to replant, I think. I don't know. It's kind of funny when you're talking about growing stuff and Willie Nelson around here and I got a grow lamp and a lot of jokes are happening, but you know, hey, it's legal now. And chia pets I'm talking about. Your weather forecast coming up next, okay? All right, B105. Running out of moonlight, Randy Houser on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 7:40, and it's Tuesday. That means we put our tinfoil hats on.
Mm-hmm.
Tinsel topper Tuesdays, you know, you call it whatever.
I like that.
Ken's
tinsel
weirdness.
Toppers. Yeah. I can't even say it.
This isn't even crazy stuff anymore, folks. This is what's happening. This is what's really going on.
Concerning. Okay.
In the news, the Department of Defense recently, the other day, did an analysis, and they're basically saying one, the Office of what is the guy's name?
I have
the
no
OIG.
Idea.
What's that stand for again?
I have no idea.
Office of Inspector General.
Okay.
He said he's expressed its doubts over the USA's ability to, first off, study these UAPs, UFOs, saying that the lack of comprehensive coordinated approach to address UAP poses a military threat. This is a quote. to military forces and national security, and that we do not have a comprehensive coordinated approach to address it, is what the Office of the Inspector General had to say about that. And then also, this is the official thing. It's official, headline here, U.S. is not able to defend itself against an alien invasion. Now, nobody's saying that's happening.
Okay,
and it's not happening.
If they even say that,
but
why?
I mean, it's pretty much saying what we already know.
But why aren't we prepared?
We don't have the technology that can match with whatever this stuff is going on. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought there was maybe some like other reasons, but I guess not.
Well, think about it. I mean, you've seen enough of these movies and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They're just saying what we already kind of know,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless Cowboys versus Aliens, we fended them off, and that was like in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also just 100%.
That does give some hope.
It's 100%
movie. They can do it then, we can do it now.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Daniel Craig? Harrison Ford?
No.
You should watch it.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
That actually sounds like something I'd like.
Well, at first I was like, that seems stupid. And then I started watching it, and then I found myself like, oh my gosh, I'm actually enjoying this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're teaching me that enjoy.
Like, dumb movies are sometimes that's the best ones.
Right. And then the other news that's coming out is that the former Pentagon ex-UFO chief is saying that all these people that are coming through, all these whistleblowers, none of them have firsthand knowledge, so can't believe them.
Okay, but that again, they're like, high up in the government.
Exactly.
Not that you should always, whatever, I'm not going there, but like...
That's what Marco Rubio had to say.
But it's like, okay, why would these people risk everything to sound like a Looney Tune?
Exactly.
I'm just saying. I believe in it.
I'm risking everything to sound like a Looney Tune.
We don't really have that much to lose. That's
thanks a lot, sandwich. Lauren.
Well, I mean... I came out wrong.
What do you have to lose? Okay.
I came out wrong. You know what I meant.
No, we're good. I'm feeling fine. Lauren's Country Lowdown here in a minute. All right. I'm going to go wipe my tears. We'll be back. Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105.
Okay. I was laughing about this. I feel bad. So do you remember, for some background, how Walker Hayes and Zach Bryan, they got in like a short-lived feud. I don't even really know how it ended, but...
Yeah.
Zach Bryan tweeted something saying, like, imagine you're listening to that Applebee's song instead of, like, and he name-dropped another country song. He's like, that's so embarrassing. So, Walker responded and was classy and was like, I like your music. Keep killing it. Whatever, right? Well, he couldn't leave it there. So, he just released a one-minute clip of a new song that he wrote. I think it's called Zach Bryan, but he didn't really give a song title. But he said that... He and his friends were talking about the drama. It turned into them writing this song. He said he wanted to take the high road, but then as he was talking to his friends, he realized that so much of country music and probably music in general is like sizing each other up because it's so competitive.
You want to hear it? Is it safe to play?
It's safe to play.
Is it?
Are you on his Instagram? Well, okay, let's... I don't want to be responsible.
I'm on his YouTube.
Okay.
Well, let's try it.
No, I'm scared because I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if it doesn't say a swear word.
Okay, how about this? We'll screen it. We'll play it back for you in a minute.
Okay, that's a good idea. So anyways, the song basically says that he woke up this morning, he read something mean, and he said, Jesus didn't fight for me so I could fight with Zach. And then he said, no hard feelings because I'd be lying if I said I didn't ever talk about a song on the radio because I thought mine was better. So basically, he's like, this song inspired me to be honest about the fact that I hear a song and I judge it and I talk bad about it because I'm jealous. So he's kind of insinuating Zach is jealous. And he said, I ought to feel happy for any fool making money, making songs, because I know most of us die trying to be Zach Bryan.
So that's what it says?
Yeah, so the song is basically just like about the feud, but how it brought up feelings inside of him. And he said, you know what? I'm proud of my music. I'm finally able to feed my kids with my music after, I mean, trying to be a country star for 20 years.
Yeah, sure.
So very interesting.
Well, we'll play that clip for you in a little bit.
Yeah, I need to screen it just to be sure. Hardy, he says he's cutting back on touring. People noticed because he has a new tour this year. It starts in May, ends in July. Not that many stops. He was just on a podcast. He said that he actually never wanted to be front and center. He said, I came to Nashville. I wanted to be a songwriter, but he said he kind of like started blowing up at the same time. So he wanted to strike when the iron's hot, but he said, I'm burned out. I'm a homebody. And, you know, after his bus accident, he's like, I became even more so a homebody. So he's like, I don't want to be a huge star, which is kind of too late for that. And he's like, so I'm not going to be out on the road doing all these things. I would rather be at home. And, you know, if things keep working out for me, I'll keep putting out music. But he's like, touring, not really my thing.
Wow. Well, that's honesty.
Yeah. He also has a new song out with Nico Moon called Ain't No Better Place. And you can hear it on your B105 app.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. You're on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. And we've got the audio here from Zach Bryan and Hunter Hayes got a little bit of a, not Hunter Hayes, Walker Hayes, sorry.
Hunter Hayes is like very, he's not feuding with anybody.
My bad. Walker Hayes, they're ripping on his Applebee's song, right?
Right.
And he came back with a 60-second clip. I've edited out the bad word in it.
I knew that it had one bad word, yeah. But I just, yeah. So
here is his response. It's a minute clip that he shared on his Instagram and it's on all his platforms. Here okay. It is. Got the wrong button going. There we go. All right.
Well, I woke up this morning and read something mean. Something in the orange tells me you're feeling green. Felt like throwing punches, but I just held them back. Cause Jesus didn't die for me, so I could fight with Zach Bryan. No hard feelings, cause man, I'd be lying. I said I ain't never talked about a radio record, so I thought mine was better. It's kind of funny, ought to feel happy for any fool making money, making songs, cause I know most of us die trying to be Zach Bryan.
Well, what do you think? Well, I mean, it's Walker Hayes style, you know.
It is his style. You know, he gets a lot. He gets a lot of like hate, and then when he posted this clip, people were so mean in the comments, and they were like, "You're proving his point." I think maybe it was. I don't know. He's classy, and he has his own style.
All right. Well, that's a good way to put it. Well, we'll put that to bed.
I need like the whole song, though.
Okay,
you know?
Well,
like,
we'll
I
circle
whole,
back yeah. when it comes around. Yeah. All right. It's 8 o'clock, B105. We'll look at your weather forecast next. Very mild, though. How mild? Almost setting records. We'll talk about that. Just waltzing right in here. Oh, I don't even have your microphone
yeah.
on there. There
he likes to mute. Yeah.
No, it's called I Forget My Finger Doesn't Matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the hint. His fingers are too staticky to...
That's been a real thing around here. I've been told I need to ground myself in many ways, more ways than one. Anyway, what's going on, Library?
Well, thanks for having me. You know, it's January, end of January. Actually, today is the second to last day to get all those winter reading times in.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the prize is going to be drawn soon. So if you've done any reading over the last couple of months, whether it's the newspaper, you know, In Fisherman Magazine, whatever it is,
do you think I read an In Fisher Magnum?
Well, the only reason I said that, that's the only one I could think of at the top of my head.
Is that the only one that comes
to our house. In Fisherman?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the only
subscription. I'm going to write that
down. Learn how to fish out of that thing?
I don't know. It gives you ideas for expensive things that you can buy.
Yeah, that's probably.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. We don't need to subscribe to that.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, next couple of days, get all your time tracked. And we're actually looking forward to the cold front this weekend, not a literal cold front,
yeah,
because
be really
that's
warm.
Not happening. But Cold Front Festival down at Bayfront Festival Park. Little Library Go is going to be there. The Library Links is going to be there. There's going to be a prize wheel. You can spin it.
Oh,
you had me a prize wheel.
I know. I always have wanted to spin one of those.
You never spun a prize wheel before?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Well,
like
I want to do it again if I have.
The Price is Right wheel. Just kidding. It's not. That would be really fun, though.
Yeah.
To get books?
Well, there's all kinds of prizes.
Okay.
I won't
spoil it.
I won't spoil the fun just in case. But there's so something for everyone. And the Cold Front Festival might actually be a really good festival to check out this year because it's not going to be negative whatever it was last year.
I think it got canceled. Didn't it get canceled last year or the year before for being
too
cold?
It was too cold, a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Can't keep track.
Yeah, but this year, the Cold Front Festival is actually going to be beautiful. I don't
know. Out there in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, so that happens on Saturday from noon until 6 at Bayfront Festival Park, and the library is going to be there.
Okay, well, I'm at your calendar right now, duluthlibrary.org. Get all your stuff there.
There's library, a lot of stuff.
Library service. Learn port cards here. Learn more about port cards.
Port cards. Every kid in the Duluth School District has a library card just by using their lunch number.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's smart. A way to increase accessibility for all those kids. Maybe they, you know, have never gone to the library to get a library card. Well, they've kind of got one built in. So,
love it.
Yeah, cool. There's more information on that, or just stop by the library and check some books out.
All right. Well, thank you, Library Laura. You got plenty to do over there. We'll let you stroll back down the street.
I do. I'm going to go sit and read all day.
Okay.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Just kidding.
You got a job to do.
Yeah, right. Okay. 814 B105 Breakfast. B105 Breakfast Club again, and Lauren. Good morning.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
I was like, what do you want to do here? And she's like, I'm looking for something. And then she got distracted by Tom Selleck.
I am sorry.
It was Tom Selleck's birthday yesterday, and you totally missed it.
Well,
what kind of Blue Bloods fan are you, Lauren?
I'm sorry. I don't know his birthday by heart. I'm not going to miss it next year, but he's 79, and they had a little cake for him.
Oh, sweet.
And it has a police hat on it. And then it has a police badge that says Reagan. So cute.
It's the final season, right?
We don't need to go there.
When does it start?
Oh, my, you asked me this yesterday.
I know.
February 16th. Yeah, it's a Friday.
I'm on season 12, episode 20, I think.
That's sad because you're almost done. I haven't watched it since the last season because, like, I just was taking over my life, so I needed some space. But I forgot what happened, so I need to circle back and maybe watch the last few episodes.
I just watched the episode where the three brothers and this teenage girl's got a bomb strapped to her, mm-hmm. and they don't have time for the bomb squad, so they got to talk through and they use FaceTime.
That's like such a classic police show. Like every police show has that episode. You know what I mean?
This is the green wire, the red wire, clip the winner.
Yeah. And then it always ends up being okay. But anyways, happy birthday, Tom Selleck. He was coming out with a memoir. And
I read it.
I don't know what happened because I heard about it like years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm buying 500 copies. And then it just never came out.
Boy.
So, he's currently preparing for the release of his memoir. He says he's not looking forward to Blue Bloods ending. Duh. And that he's learned to love his work over the years.
Okay, well, you're going to read that memoir? I'm sure you will.
Oh, I'm going to buy it, even though, you know.
500 of them, as she said.
Well, no, just one. Right. I'll start with one, and then I'll.
Remain zen. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Riley Green, different round here. That's with Luke Combs on B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Maybe I'm a jerk for laughing at this headline. This is what we're going to go with, but. This comes out of Indiana today. Frantic day at Northwest Indiana Stable after Joe the therapy horse gets stuck in a tree.
Is this like one of those mini horses?
Yeah, it's not like a huge, what kind of...
And is he okay?
Yeah, it's a therapy horse, helps kids with special needs. It almost suffered catastrophic injuries Saturday. He got stuck in a tree. Mm-hmm. He's been a part of Exceptional Equestrians Unlimited for the last 8 years, and it's a nonprofit that helps out kids. And with self-confidence, communication skills, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they noticed that Joe was standing under a tree. He's not like a huge horse, but he's not like a mini horse. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
But anyway, he tried to jump a tree and he got stuck in it. He got wedged in the V of the tree.
He's okay, right?
Yeah, he's okay now. The pressure of the moment was they had to keep him calm, and the horse was so exhausted he had enough room to expand his lungs, so he passed out.
Oh, sad.
But they lifted him up with a rope, and we were able to get him out of the tree, and he's all right now. So that's no, actually, this is a full size horse. Once you see him not in the tree, yeah. Why were you trying to hop to that tree, dude?
He's just living. And he learned his lesson.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is he cute?
Joe the therapy horse.
That is so cute and sad. I feel terrible for him.
It's like when your dog's outside and he gets wrapped around a tree in the leash and you look at him like, come on.
And you're like, I gotta go. Fix the situation.
Exactly what happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Our dog got into the... So I got home from, you know, how I had the pork loin issue that happened yesterday?
You did, and you should elaborate on that. In a little bit.
Okay. Well, the dog got into it, too, after, like, the saga continues.
Shocking.
I'll tell you about it here in a little bit. Okay. Morgan Wallen, Thinking About Me on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Okay, Lauren.
Okay.
Give us a good story.
I thought this was cute. The picture got my attention. So a Massachusetts man, he won a $4 million lottery prize. And he decided he could not go pick up his check without his dog. So cute. His dog, Raven. So this guy's name is Paul Riley. He lives in Peabody, Massachusetts. And he went to claim his prize earlier this month. He bought a $10 It's called like the 100 times cash scratch ticket game.
Okay.
Ended up winning, and he decided that he should bring his dog with him. And so he dressed his dog up in a purple sweater. Went and took the photo. It went viral. And he also announced at the same time, which is why he's our angel, that he's going to give a big chunk of his $2.6 million winnings to the Animal Rescue League in honor of his dog. So I just thought that was cute.
Yeah, helping out the pets.
Everybody, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of times when we have these stories, the people donate a lot of their money to a good cause. So I thought that was sweet.
Well, that's neat. Yeah, great. My dog yesterday got into the trash. At home, mm-hmm. You know, so there's a story we were talking about a little bit, not to ruin this segment and all the,
of course not.
It's kind of funny though. I was getting a pork loin. I was throwing it on the crock pot because we had a busy day, right? Mm-hmm. And it was in one of those plastic bags. So I cut open the pork loin and I slide it out. And then, you know, like the pork blood or whatever's in there. And I put it in the crock pot. Well, I sat down the bag and then realized it was dripping. It was leaking and it leaked all over my iPhone and into the charging port.
Gross.
So I'm trying to clean this, you know, mm-hmm. and I can't get it. So I couldn't charge my phone all day yesterday because it was like, it worked overnight, thank God. Right. Well, anyway, I was like, oh, what a disaster. So I cleaned everything up and threw it in the trash or whatever. Got home, the dog got in the trash and then had dragged that thing around the house.
Ew. That's gross.
A good thing she's cute.
It's a good thing she's cute because she is chaotic.
A little bit. She kicks me out of bed. I fell out of bed the other... Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. So tomorrow's Lauren's Country Lowdown. We're getting closer and closer to Valentine's Day.
Lauren's Love Advice?
What did I say?
Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Oh, well, I'm not wrong there either. We're going to have that too. But yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Lauren's Love Advice. I'm sorry.
Right.
Tomorrow at 7:40. We're getting closer to Valentine's Day.
So that's true. And actually, I saw a study yesterday and I wrote about it. So we can talk about that tomorrow. It's why Wisconsin is one of the best places to be when single.
Really?
Yeah. It's a true story.
Hmm.
So if you're single in Wisconsin, I'll tell you why.
I was single in Wisconsin for a while and I didn't, well,
that
I guess.
Was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
This is a new time, Ken.
Longer than that, maybe even. I was trying to
help you out. But.
No, it has been 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Since my first date, my last first date. Isn't that something?
I almost made a joke, but I didn't.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
I was going to say for now. That's
Whoa.
What you would think. Just kidding. It's a terrible joke, and it's not
wow.
funny.
Wow. Kane Brown, Lose It on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So here's something I read, and it was kind of interesting take, and I thought I should mention this here before the football, before the Super Bowl, because I was watching football the other day, and then my daughter came in the room, and she goes, oh, is that Travis Kelce?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's obsessed with this whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. And she sat down. She goes, I want to watch a football game because she just wants to see Taylor Swift on there. Well, there's a lot of dads have been
so dumb,
kind of complaining about it and like how Taylor Swift has ruined the NFL or whatever.
Okay, that is so dramatic.
There was an interesting take I saw, and it was followed with the line, do better, which I usually immediately then just disregard.
That. Yeah.
Did you see what I was talking about? How they're basically saying, dads, your girls are looking up to this superstar as a role model, and then you're trashing them because you're saying she's ruining football, and that's not a good look.
Yeah, and then all the people, like I posted something on our Facebook page yesterday, and I was like, I feel like people are going to freak out, and they're like writing all these comments. It's like, you're taking time to write hateful things. Like, just...
Who cares?
I think don't take time to write something nice then.
It's kind of a fun story, I think.
I don't have a problem, and I like
Taylor Swift.
I don't even know why I'm a Swiftie. I don't know why I care about her being at the football game, but like, who doesn't love a good love story? Like, that's cute.
So she's going to be in Tokyo the night before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And she has enough time if she flies back to make it. So everyone's wondering, is she going to be at the Super Bowl? But she's going to be in Tokyo. So it's like, it's a quick turnaround.
Did you see that? Like, there was an episode of The West Wing, like way back in the day, that was explaining like the exact scenario. It's really weird. So she could do it.
Okay.
You can read about that, B105country.com.
Like the president had to make it back or something?
I honestly need to rewatch it again, but like, it's what everybody's talking about.
So. Oh, okay. Well, George Strait here for a good time on B105, Northland's number one for new country, and we will see you later. We got Joe Danger coming in next. Listen while you work. Commercial free continues, and Wednesday's going to be fun, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Lauren's Love Advice. Can't wait for it.
Sure is.